You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and we have Benny in the studio. Hello, Benny.
Hi, ladies. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm here with Mary Jane, who is a holistic intuitive, has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is muscle testing your body to find out where your deficiencies are, recommending a whole food nutrition, which gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings the body back into balance. But not only does she take care of the physical part, she also has tools for the emotional, CRT, the cranial release technique. We have light therapy, so all kinds of wonderful things here at the office. However, you don't have to live in the state of Washington to be a client, as Mary Jane has clients all over the United States. And that's phone consultations and Zoom consultations. So with that, I'd like to introduce my CWO, my Chief Wellness Officer, best friend, mom, Mary Jane Mack.
Boss.
Oh, I forgot the boss part. That's just a small part. I thought we were a team. We work together.
We are.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And today we're talking about achieving peak performance for your immune system. So,
yeah.
Hot topic.
Well, we've talked about so many things all the time, but it's always refreshing you on where we are today and what you need to be thinking about. And, you know, so many people out there think they're healthy because they don't have obvious overblown symptoms. They're not at critical or in a crisis. However, people that are getting sick are not healthy. They've got something going on. They just have no idea where they're at because they get so used to the way they feel, they don't know the difference. So being aware of where your body is and where your immune system is critical today to be the best you can be. I mean, there's so much stress and fear, and it's just, you know, you're in this tunnel and not really see the end, the light at the tunnel. You need to be the light and put that energy out around you to create calmness and peace. It's you don't want to attract the fear and the stress. And what we see here is people are stressed out to the max, and especially our new clients. Our regular clients, we do everything we can to keep that stress under control. We have technology, we have tools for them to use to manage that stress. Because what it is, the stress creates the brain. It's the stress is always on the brain. So now your nervous system is your sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight. That means when you're under stress, you go into the sympathetic. So you could run away from the bear, or you're always running. Your adrenals are in high speed. And then you have the parasympathetic part of the nervous system. The parasympathetic is the healing part. So you want to be mostly in parasympathetic all the time. And today, most people are in sympathetic. When you're in sympathetic, you keep creating the same health issues. You have the same body aches, the same pain, the same stress. Nothing changes because now your brain is in that pattern and it doesn't know a different route, doesn't know a different way out. So you know, you could do meditation, you could do yoga, you could do things to change it. If you're persistent, you definitely can help with that. But it's definitely having the right technology and being aware of what it is. Once you're really aware of that sympathetic and parasympathetic in the brain, then you can kind of, you'll start clicking with what's going on with you. And as long as you're in sympathetic, you will not get well. It's not going to happen. And if you're a person that has diabetes or cancer or other healthcare indicators, unless you're in the parasympathetic, your body will not heal. And that's why in the last, I know, for sure, it's been at least the last 10 years, the healthcare professionals are more involved with brain-based health, brain-based function. How is your brain functioning? And once you get that in balance, then you can really change your life. So technology is so getting so fine-tuned and advanced, and it's about giving you information about that technology and what's out there. Right, Nancy?
That is correct. And we've talked a lot about the Brain Tap in the office, and let everybody know, we are going to have the founder, Dr. Patrick Porter, will be on our show in September, which is the third Thursday of every month, talking about the Brain Tap and the brain and how it all works. And I know you've heard Mary Jane and I talk about, you get on that hamster wheel, you know, the same thought, you got to get off the wheel in order to change and be consistent with letting go of the stress. Yeah. You know, getting your body. I can tell you, I had a couple of stressful days. As soon as I went home, put on my Brain Tap, and it is amazing to see what happens to your body by just within the first 5 minutes, closing your eyes, taking those deep breaths. You can feel the stress leave your body. So within 20, 25 minutes, you have now just brought your body back into balance and the stress is gone. It's like, so if I did have aches and pains, I could feel the tension in my shoulders, but you can feel it leave your body. By the time I'm done with my Brain Tap session, I don't even feel my body. That's how light it is. So it's pretty amazing.
It's very phenomenal. And the thing, it's very, very scientific. It's not just a gadget. There is so much science behind Brain Tap, and it's used by major hospitals and universities and
professional sports teams,
high school teams, you name it. It's out there everywhere in the world. Patrick travels all over the world. And the big thing is the research studies are done all over the world. And he has so much research going on all the time to prove the effectiveness and how it works.
So we're very excited about having Dr. Porter with us next month. But it's about, again, Mary Jane said, the stress in your body will affect your immune system. So you need to find a way to relieve that stress. Whether it's, you know, meditation is hard. Meditation is hard for a lot of people. I hear people say, well, I try to meditate, but all these thoughts just keep popping in. And it is hard for some people. And I totally get it. Because when I tried to meditate, you do good for about 2 or 3 minutes. And then all of a sudden, oh, I got to add that to my grocery list. Or, oh, I got to do this. Or, oh, I got to do that. But I find when I do my Brain Tap, I don't think about anything except my breathing and whatever's being said during
guided,
that meditation.
It's guided.
Yeah, it's guided. So it's great.
So yeah, but that's one major tool. It's an easy tool that I see that helps so many people. So you'll learn much more about it. Tell your friends and everybody that Dr. Porter is going to be on, and he'll be on for the hour. And he's pretty amazing. So we're excited to have him. And right now, you know, things that when you talk about what can you do, you don't have a Brain Tap. Well, you could go sit by a lake and sit by some water, go to the ocean, do something that brings good energy to you so that you could breathe in some fresh air and those ions at the ocean or near the water. It's like, what is it for you? Go to the mountains, do whatever it is to take you out of your space to bring more relaxation. And so you could actually visualize what it is that you really want in your life.
And for me, sometimes I know just like closing my eyes and taking just focusing on my breathing, and it can take two to three minutes. I can feel a change in my body. But that was something I learned through the Brain Tap meditation. But yeah, you got to find what works for you, whether it's going to a lake, like Mary Jane said, quiet lake, just sitting, looking at the water, looking at the trees, looking at nature, connecting to. It's about going back to basics, connecting, you know, with nature,
with the flowers. Be quiet, you know,
just appreciate and show signs of gratitude too.
Yeah. Listen to Wayne Dyer. He's my favorite. So that's something you could do for your inner self. It's like, look at what you could do for your inner self. And that's a big part of your immune system. But your immune system starts with some basic things, your environment. And it's like, I talk about the drains all the time. And the drains are really, really important, because when those, you're breathing in those gases and they don't have an odor, so you don't really know you're doing it. Breathing in those gases, it actually gets bacteria in your stomach. Now you have a toxic stomach. Those toxins go through your kidney and bladder, and then it goes up to your lungs. So now you can have breathing issues. Now you're open for whatever comes along. You're already compromised. And a lot of people walk around like this and don't even know they have it. And sometimes things that go along with that is when your kidney, when you have a toxic stomach and your kidney's involved, you could have backache. You could have stiffness in your back. You think your back goes out all the time. If you have bladder issues, your legs are weak and you're tired, you have trouble walking. So those are some simple things.
All right, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with my CWO, Chief Wellness Officer.
Thank you, Nancy.
Mary Jane Mack. And today we're talking about your immune system. And is your immune system good, bad, or really bad?
And again, your immune system starts with your environment. Your environment affects your immune system. Like we're talking about the drains, your house. It could be electrical cords that are old and the wires are frayed that affect you and weaken you. So you need to get your checklist and do a walk around your house and take a look at things and think about if it's been a long time since you replaced those surge protectors, or how old your lamp cords are, what they look like, because from being just just normal use, if you've got them for 30 years, they might not be, they leak electricity and that affects your energy. So those are some simple things. It's like, how about your bathrooms? Do you have any mold? Do you have any, look around your house? Is there any water leaks that can affect your health? Are you using chemicals? Cleaning, you know, basic things, cleaning your carpets. And sometimes it's just a checklist of what's going on around you that can affect your immune system. Because if you're breathing in that dust and those allergens, then it's going to affect how you feel and your immune system. So do the checklist of your house for one thing, and to start with. And then look at what you're eating and your exercise. And when I do the TAP system on the clients, I follow a certain system, and your body will tell me exactly what you need, where your immune system is, what we need to do to get it up so that you could, in today's times, you've got something to work with. You don't have a weak immune system and you could do fine. Our clients, that's what I look for in each and every one. Where's your immune system? Where's your weak area? We need to get you out of whatever crisis you're in as quickly as possible to get you where your body can take over in case you get into a compromised situation and you'll have something to work with.
Exactly. And now, you know, although we've had a nice summer, we're coming into those fall months and kids going back to school and runny noses and colds and all those things from our lovely little germ carriers, which I do love. But I remember when my niece was in school, you know, she'd come home and it's like, oh, for the love of God, another cold. So it's about being proactive, get your immune system boosted before the fall and all the other flus that are going to be popping up this year. Yeah. Stay healthy.
Yeah. And think about, you know, in school, it's the kids have, there's germs there, but it's their environment too is not the best. A lot of those buildings are older, the lighting, it's a lot of things that affect the kids. So you just have to do the best you can to keep them as healthy as they can so their immune system can be better. So the other thing, well, your heating vents, I was thinking about that, air ducts, you know, it's coming, it's a good time to get them done before winter comes and you start turning the heat on, because we're thinking of that for sure, because we're doing a remodel. And you think of all the stuff that goes down in those, they take the vents off and everything's going down in those vents. So that's the one thing we're going to do for sure.
Well, you've got dust. You've got, if you know, we've had some great weather and people have been able to leave their windows open. So you've got all the, I went out to the car the other day and there was like a huge coating of pollen on my windshield. So, you know, that's coming in your house if your windows are open. So there's a lot of things that are getting in those heating vents, and pretty soon everything's going to be closed up. So it'd be good to have those vents cleared out before you start closing down for the winter.
Well, I remember in our house when I was a kid, there was always spring cleaning and the same thing in the fall, but the spring cleaning was everything got cleaned. There was nothing in the house that didn't get cleaned. And, you know, most people don't do that anymore. They just do what they need and go along. But I remember they're opening the windows and everything being fresh and smelling good. And so that's what you want to look at. How fresh is your house? You know, there's air purifiers you can use, different things to make it better and improve your immune system. And be proactive. My question for you is, do you have a plan for your health? And if you do, what is it? And do you write it out? You know, it's like some people don't even think about it. They just wait for it to, the
show up.
Disaster to hit them in the head, and then they do something about it. But think about a plan, be proactive, know what you need to take, what's good for your immune system. Vitamin D is a big, big thing. You know, the products we use are Biotics Research. They're the best out there, top of the line, pure quality. The quality control standards is the best in the nation. So when we use those products, we know that we will have predictable results, because every tablet in that bottle is almost identical. And you will not find that in anything you buy at the vitamin store. Most things at the vitamin store, a lot of them will say organic and natural, but most of them are all synthetic. So it's like the bottom of the chain of the ingredients, as like Biotics is the top of the chain. They take the best. And then they pass down what they don't want, and the next company picks that up. So that's how it works. And by the time they get to these vitamin houses, it's like a generic product. You don't know what's in it. So that's the difference in products. And when you have the best products, then you know that there's no doubt you're going to be good. Otherwise, you're just taking a guess and hoping you take the right thing. You're trying to do the right thing, but you may not be on target to do that. So think about a good plan. What can you do to exercise and be healthy and get yourself a CWO and be on track, somebody to guide you and help you so it takes the guesswork out of it? Because when I'm muscle testing, it's not what I want, it's what your body wants. And it's always for your good, and your body has all the answers from the time you were conceived. And I have the technique to tap into that.
It's amazing. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit more about your immune system. And we're also going to talk about when your immune system can be down, you're losing that vibrant, energetic feeling. That happened to me over the last couple of days, so I'll explain that why. If you have a question for Mary Jane, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mapp Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why Is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nancy. We have Benny in the studio. We have my CWO sitting right here, Mary Jane. And I was saying, so when your energy is low, you're energetically low, you're kind of, you leave yourself open. On Monday, this past week, it's like I had several people like coming at me, which is not normal. And Mary Jane said, well, what's going on with you? I said, well, I was up at 3:30 this morning and couldn't go back to sleep. That could be part of it. But when you're not at 100% energetically and vibrant, that's when bad things can happen. And not just to your immune system, but you can be attacked by people. You know, they may not mean to attack you, but they are attacking you. And it's kind of like,
it's your energy.
It's your energy. So my energy was attracting that. And I went home and I took care of that right away. Mary Jane says, so what's the lesson in that? That's one thing I hate when she always asks, what's the lesson in that, Nancy? What did you learn from
that? When things aren't going right and things are going south, and you think, well, why is this always happening to me? And you start putting it out there that it's somebody else's fault and they did this and they did that. It's never about them. It's always about you. Through my years of this journey, believe me, it's the last thing I always wanted to hear was what's going on with you, because it's your energy is off. And these are just lessons. People are showing up in your life that it may be difficult, or they may not be showing up in your life, or you may be repeating the same issues. And that's because you haven't figured something out that's going on with you, and you're not clear. So the universe is like putting it right in your face and trying to get you out of it so you figure it out so you can move on.
Exactly. So the lesson for me, which was a very good lesson, because I have no patience, none. And that's a very hard lesson for me to learn. So when I told Mary Jane what happened, she said, well, what'd you do? I said, nothing. I said, for me, that was a good thing, because normally I'll blast people right back. I said, but I did nothing. I took a step back. I said, nothing. And I'm just going to regroup. I'm going to think about it, and I'll approach it when I'm more calm. My head is clear, and I've got my mojo back. Yeah. And so everything turned around. Yeah. But yeah, I hate when you say it. So what's the lesson? What's the lesson?
It's always, life is nothing but lessons. It's always lessons.
So, lessons.
So look at what's going on in your life. And you may just have to, if you're attracting negative things or not getting what you want in your life, you may not be getting the right job. You may not be getting the right friend or relationship. It's because you're not clear on what you want. And as soon as you're clear, and I mean crystal clear, with clarity and certainty, you will attract that into your life. If you have doubt and things aren't right, your energy's wavering, then the universe, everything just kind of goes away. It's like, and you think, you could use an example. Oh, it's a slow week. Things are really slow. People are on vacation. So the kids are going to school. Things like that. Well, that is just an excuse. When your energy is right, you attract those people all the time, and it's a steady flow because it's positive and it's energetic and it makes a difference. And as soon as you might waver, then things will start to disappear. So then you just take a breath and think about, what am I doing? What am I doing to attract that? And as soon as you figure it out, it changes.
It changes and it goes away. Yeah. It's amazing how that happens. I know another of my pet peeves is always I'm getting behind slow people. So it's a daily occurrence. Mary Jane's always like, what's the lesson? What's the lesson in that? And sometimes I get so sick and tired hearing that. My response is, the lesson is maybe these people actually need to go and take a driver's test instead of renew via mail.
But they're slowing her down for some reason.
Yeah, they're slowing me down. So I just kind of bite my tongue, go with the flow, and enjoy the ride wherever I'm going.
So, and it's the same with your health. If you're attracting the same things all the time, why are you attracting that? You know, every organ has to do with an emotion. So what's going on in your life that's triggering that? And it, like, kidney is fear, and liver is anger, and gallbladder is resentment, heart sadness, lungs are grief. So what's, if you have any of those issues, there's things that are stirring you up. And it's the, every time you experience an emotion, it gets stored in an organ. When you experience the same emotion over and over and over and over, and that organ gets so full energetically, that's when you create symptoms. So now your body is like a red flag. So you figure out, like, nutritionally what it is, but I also take it another step and ask, well, what's really going on? And once you figure out where it came from, then it changes everything. Then you can look at that and let it go and realize what's going on in your life and make more permanent changes.
Well, it's like, and we've talked about this, but the NET neuroemotional technique, once you identify the emotion, you then be, once it's identified, it then begins to release. That's not to say there's not 5,000 other emotions that are stored through your body, but that starts the actual healing process and the release of that emotion. So you're opening more space to let new things in. It's kind of like when you clean your closet out, you clean out your closet, you clean out the old, you give things to people who, you know, can use it. That leaves more room in your life for the new, to bring in new things. So maybe that's better health. Get rid of these emotions, start creating better memories.
Well, and unless you get rid of the old issue, you'll keep repeating that same thing. And unless you can let that go, I mean, the universe is always guiding and trying to help you. You can't move forward. And sometimes when you're not getting it, the universe will really smack you. I mean, it could be like if you're having little car accidents and you're not getting it, you might have a bigger car accident. Like, do you get it? Do you get it? You don't get it yet. Okay. Let's see if this will help you.
Or trips, or people who fall, or, you know, get scraped up a lot. It could be, you
anything.
Know, anything. And same it could be thing. Something that's so small and minute that you really don't think about it that way. So,
but people say, why does that always happen to me? Why does this always happen to me? And it's, again, the universe is trying to, it's like relationships. How come I can't get a relationship? Or how come I always attract losers? Because you're not clear on what you want. And that's exactly, your thoughts create your reality. And that's what you're thinking. So that's what you're getting. The universe is pretty amazing. When you're clear and certain, it will send exactly what you want.
And it's all a matter of timing.
And I always tell people, when they lose something, when something doesn't work out, it's always, there's always something better. Always.
May not feel like it in that moment, but there's always something better.
If you lose your job, if something happens, there's always something better. As long as you have that, you're open to that.
You have to believe.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of the brain tap meditations is ask, believe, and receive. So first you have to ask, then you actually have to believe it will happen.
Yeah.
And then it'll show up in one form or another. So.
I've never seen it not work. And it's so much fun here in the office when I'm working with people and we're muscle testing a job or
a house
or, and they could have their heart set on a house and it doesn't score good. Score is like a 3. And it's got to score a 7 or better. And if for me, anything like that's got to be a 15. 10 is good. 15 is great. That's like if I score a doctor or a surgeon, they got to be a 15 to be for me to go to anybody, because then you know you're going to the best. But if they could have this beautiful house, but it could not be right, and they have to be willing to, if it doesn't score good, it's not going to, there's going to be something wrong. Something's not going to work.
Well, and the other thing is you won't get it. Maybe you're going to get bit out by somebody else. But the point is, you can have that little heartbreak for a few minutes, but remember, oh, there's something better. Well, something better is coming my way. This was not it. Even though you think it is, it's really not. So open.
Yeah, we've had a client who was selling their house and got some offers, but they were disappointed. They weren't right. She asked me to score, and we scored. And said it wasn't right. And I said, you just got to be clear on what you want. And
be patient.
And then within days, she was going to take her house off the market. And within days, they got a cash offer and their house was sold immediately. So, but you have to, if you didn't believe that, the universe would take it away. It wouldn't be that easy. So,
well, yeah, you have to want to sell your house and then you have to be open to what's coming. So it's like never losing faith. Don't settle. Stick to your guns, and because you deserve it. You deserve, you know, good things happening in your life. Everybody does.
So when something doesn't work out, you just say, oh, isn't that interesting? I thought it was bad, but now I can look at something different. There's something else.
Yeah. So it's all about, again, immune system, keeping your energy up, being vibrant, being balanced, and staying in good health. But again, it's all about that energy. Because boy, when mine was down, I got blasted.
Your thoughts, always remember, your thoughts create your reality. And that's for you, for your family, for everything in your life. And that should be like a mantra.
Thoughts create things when you do the brain tap. So every thought that you think is the beginning of creating something. So you have to be extremely consistent in your thoughts and never waver. And I think you have to believe in yourself that you are good, that you do deserve good things, and you do deserve a great job or whatever it is. So you have to,
especially in this time,
you have to pump yourself up. You are worth it. Don't let anybody tell you different, and never settle. Never settle.
Nope. Oh. So those are a lot of things that we, you know, when I'm working with people, we're muscle testing jobs, we're muscle testing for the whole big picture and guiding them, not just in their health journey, but in their life journey and what they want to do. And all I do is muscle test and confirm what you already know. You might not be clear on it, but when I confirm it, it's like, ah, yeah, that's it.
So I get it now. And I'm going to say, lately, we've seen a lot of people with bile duct issues in the office. Bile duct is liver. Anger. A lot of angry people. But I think it's more stress than anger.
Well, it definitely is stress. And it's what's going on in life. It's like people, they don't know which way to go, which direction. That's why you need different technology and tools to help you get through this. But no, what you always want to do is visualize not where you are and what's going on, but visualize what you want this world to look like and what you want your life to look like peace and happiness and to be kind. That the biggest thing, Wayne Dyer, it's like being kind and don't be a right fighter. You know, when you got to be right, then that's not good. You have to be open to other people's choices and what they want and respect that.
Yeah. Nobody likes a right fighter, especially me. I'm not a right fighter kind of person. All right. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, look, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking purpose and meaning. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to reach out and go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your line shines brighter than ever. on the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield, every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nancy. We have Benny in the studio, pushing all the magic buttons. And then we have Mary Jane, my CWO, mom, best friend, here in the office. And we're talking about the immune system, but we're also talking about, obviously, your immune system is lowered when your vibration and your energy are lowered. So we are going to talk about, as mentioned, we were talking about the strength, right? How does one get their vibration up and their energy up?
All right. One thing to look at today is when we're talking about stress, we're talking about the sleep, people not sleeping, chronic health issues, digestive issues, bloating, diarrhea,
about blood pressure,
food cravings, blood pressure, headaches is big, hormonal issues, big poor concentration and fogginess, hear that a lot. There's so many issues that people just think that it's normal in a way, and the brain is always racing. A lot of people have racing heart, they have anxiety. Young people, tons of anxiety. So some of the things we talked about that you could do to lower that stress level, but something that's really simple is to take your shoes off and walk barefooted on the earth. That's called grounding. So if you just walk barefooted on the earth, that's you connect yourself to the universe, and that raises your vibration. Another thing you could do is just lay down in the grass, just lay flat out and be one with the earth. We used to, we do that all the time at our house.
Oh no, we all don't do that. So Mary Jane would go out and it was like, you know, Riley would be there and said, what's Gammy doing? I'm like, obviously Gammy's one with the earth right now. One with the earth and all the dogs on top of her. But yeah, it's, we talked about it, connecting with nature. Obviously, why don't you go out maybe tonight, possibly, either lay on the grass and look up at the stars. Yeah. When's the last time that's happened?
Or walk barefoot, and you could always sit in a chair and look at the stars. I mean, but connect to the earth. And if you can get down and lay on the ground, that's even better. But that's how you can raise your vibration. You can use essential oils. and rub it on the back of your wrist. And that helps raise your vibration. If you have and rub essential oils even underneath your nose, because some are better than others. But when you do that and you're breathing it in, that helps with all the bacteria and viruses in the air, because when you breathe it in, you're breathing in positive. It's like more, you could say almost medicinal, what it's doing in a positive way to keep your air passages clear and clean.
So it's like connecting with Mother Nature, you know.
Yeah,
be one with the earth, which I love. The other thing is, what do you have in your area that makes you happy? I always think you have to do things that make your heart happy. And if you can pick one thing a day, whatever that thing is to you, I don't know, maybe it's just going, taking your dog for a walk. I mean, but really take the dog for a walk. Be in that moment. Don't be walking the dog thinking about 50 things you have to do, but it's about being in the moment and being present.
And also talking about what you're grateful for. That is more, that alone is talking about five things you're grateful for can change your energy and your vibration immediately. And so think about simple things, but very positive things. And just go there more often. Go to that space, even if it's just in your mind.
And we've always talked about, you know, doing kind things, random acts of kindness for other people, but that also makes you feel better too. But it is, it's about being grateful. I mean, you hear a lot of people, there's so much to complain about in this world these days, but you have to find the good. You have to focus on the good. And I think we all have to do that, because if we all can get on the same page and focus on the good, what a wonderful place this world really could be with all the turmoil that's happening in so many different regions and areas. So,
and it doesn't matter where you live. Remember that you could call our office. I will be your CWO, and I have clients all over the United States and some in the UK, and get you on the path. If you've been waiting, there's no better time to get on the path and do what you need to do to get your health back and maintain that health. It's like when you come here, it's not a quick fix. It's about getting you out of the crisis, or get you in a preventative program wherever you're at, and keeping you there. And today, with the stress and everything going on in the world, it's not easy to stay there. You don't just get better and think you're okay, because the emotional, the chemicals, the nutritional, all these traumas that you have around you, are you're always bombarded by it. There's always more. And that's what we do to keep you on the track, to keep you above that and not let you fall down, so that you stay steady.
Well, it's true. You know, we have a lot of new clients that call to be preventative. We have a lot of new clients who have, you know, were in crisis. It's just about the journey. So whatever your journey is, you know, Mary Jane can help guide you, give you clarity, get some answers for you, and give you other things to think about that maybe you haven't thought about. I do love, one of my favorite questions is she'll say, well, how's your digestion? I would say 99% of people say, oh, it's really good. It's great. I don't have any problems with my digestion. But then when she starts asking those questions, you can always hear, well, you know, I do have a tendency to get bloated when I eat this, or this, or yeah, that seems to bother me. So again, it doesn't have to be this huge, massive thing. It's just a little thing.
You know, it's the same thing. When you ask someone how they are, 99% of the time, they're going to say, oh, I'm good. I'm fine. Because you're so used to saying that. But when you really, I've done that when I've gone to see healthcare professionals, like had NET done, and I've said, oh, I'm fine. And then they might mention some things, and I'll walk out of there and I think, oh, I do have that. And I do have that. But you're so used to being not looking at that, but they're still there. Yeah.
Perfect. And then you also have to be careful. Somebody will say, hey, how are you doing? It's like, oh my God, today's a train wreck. And then I'll get somebody said, well, don't say that, because you're going to create that train wreck. So it's a double-edged sword working with this person right here, because, you know, you want to say things, but then you have to try and catch yourself to make it not as bad as it really truly is.
You know, if you want to change your life and then you're still saying, oh, I'm trying to do that. Oh, but I only have this many people coming, or I don't know if I can do that. It's never going to work. It's never going to work. You got to change what you say every minute. You got to be on guard what it is and make a game out of it. Don't make it just pay attention to how much you go to the negative side and snap out of it.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people don't even know they're negative, which is interesting.
Well, they're used to it.
You just stay in that little bubble, and it's kind of like, until it's brought to your attention, it's like, oh, am I really that way? Yeah. Interesting.
But you don't get away with that.
No, you get away with nothing here. Absolutely nothing. She's going to catch you every single time. But it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's just making you aware.
That's what a CWO does. I mean, it's like, do you want it or don't you? Do you want that bigger picture or don't you? If you're happy to stay where you are and you don't want to change, that's your choice.
And that's okay. If you're happy, then that's okay. But if you're looking to make some positive changes, even though she is my mom, even if she wasn't my mom, this is the lady to see, because she's going to push you in a very loving, kind way to help you be the best you can be, so you can be the best for you and your family.
So give us a call. Let us get you on that journey.
The number, if you'd like to call the office, is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And your final words?
My final words is take care of yourself and look for the sunshine in this world today. And think about yourself and what do you really want for yourself? And it's now is the time to do what you need to do. There's never been a better time with what's going on in this world to take that step and take care of yourself and be the best you can be.
Yeah, put yourself number one. I'd like to do a quick shout out to Glennis. I'm sure you're listening, Miss Susie, Kathy, I know my dad, hi to Papa, and everyone else. We thank you for listening. We hope you're going to tune in next month, as our special guest will be Dr. Patrick Porter from BrainTap.
And invite your friends to join.
I hope everyone has a fabulous day. Thank you for listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Make it an amazing day.